everyone, and we're back with another Roblox little special again. So we have a co-host back, Ryan.
What's up, guys?
Okay, I guess that's your new intro now, Ryan. What's up, guys?
Yeah, the entire thing is to be, what's up, guys? And at the end, peace out.
Yeah, okay. So today we are going to be talking about this game called My Hero Mania.
When Connor first told me about this, I thought it was based on the anime My Hero Academia, and it turns out, based on what I've seen, that's sort of true.
Yes, it's definitely...
It's based on, like, some anime thing.
Yeah, it's definitely... Is that My Hero Academia, like, a game or, like, a show?
I think it's a show.
Okay, that makes sense.
And a movie, and, like, comic, well, manga, my bad, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, it's your classic fighting game. So you fight the enemies, you get XP, you have, and you do all that stuff, you got raids, but it has one interesting thing, and it's called quirks. So,
they're basically like abilities.
Yeah, it's basically abilities. So there are four types of quirks. There's common quirks, there's rare quirks, there's epic quirks, and there's legendary quirks. I have an epic quirk, and, so I recommend, like, I don't know, like, you watch, like, a little, like, a very beginner video. Because, like, in this, we are not going to be talking about, like, how to play. We're going to be talking about, like, okay, just, like, play the game for 10 minutes. And then, you know, just, like, hit the pause button, search up on Roblox, My Hero Mop Mania, or whatever it is. And then play for, like, 10 minutes or something, and then hop back in, and you'll understand everything.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say, this game's in beta, so there's going to be, like, glitches, and it doesn't, like, look, like, really, like, a completely finished game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, basically, there is, like, two big parts of the game. So, well, in the main map, you have, like, the forest where you spawn in, and there's little, like, little thugs there. And then you go into the city. And then in the city, there's more dangerous people every step that you take. In this game, like, when you hit a dangerous person, they will start attacking you. You have quests to do. And,
these quests have you to, like, level up and stuff. And I just want to say, the quirks, when you start the game, you'll have, like, a spinner wheel thing, I think.
Yeah.
And it'll, like, get you a quirk. And the rarity is, like, from, like, common to legendary.
Yes. So, it's, like,
common, rare, epic, legendary.
Yeah. So, I think it's, like, a 50% chance, or no, like a bit higher than a 50% chance to get a common on a regular spin. There's, like, a 35% chance to get a rare, 10% chance to get an epic, and a 1% chance to get a legendary on a regular spin. If you get a rare, epic, or legendary, so if you get an epic or a legendary, definitely keep it.
Yeah.
If you get a rare, I mean, maybe keep it. Like, if you think it's good, like, do a little bit of, I don't know, mini research. You can try and see if it's good. You have 5 spins, so make good use of them.
Also, I think you can get more codes, right?
Yes.
Like, any game you play on Roblox, what I recommend doing is go, just, like, search game name and then plus codes. So, My Hero, what is the game called?
My Hero Mania.
My Hero Mania codes on Google, and you'll find, like, a giant list of things. Just use those.
And also, if you remember our episode from last time about Beast Swarm, if you haven't listened to that, go and listen to it. We had this little discussion about heating up the samovar. I realized the name. So it's not heating up the samovar. It's not the heating up the samosa. It's heating up samovar.
I remember I said it was heating up the smoker.
No, it's not heating up the smoker. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. So, with these quirks, you have this thing called quirk mastery. And, like, every time you use these little quirks, then, your quirk mastery goes up. You have to, like, kill enemies and stuff. And with your quirk mastery at a certain point, then you can start to, do this thing called, like, you can just get new parts of the quirk.
So it's basically, like, you get new attacks that you can use.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Oh, and also, cars play this... I haven't played this game. I've seen, like, little bits of it. Connor's one that's played, so I'm just, like, explaining stuff in, like, simple stuff, and while Connor explains most of the, like, actual terminology or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not too much of a complicated game. Like,
yeah, it's still pretty simple.
Like, you listen to this, you play it for about 10 minutes, you understand a good portion of the game. And, like, with these little quirks, there's, like, there's like four options basically, and like, and I don't know how to describe it really, but like, you get new parts of the quirk as you go along, and these new parts of the quirk will help you in some sort of way.
Okay, so it's like, when you start the game, you get an ability, and then as you progress, you get more skills that like that using your ability. So yeah. For example, Connor has the
Phoenix ability.
So as he keeps on playing, he'll get more Phoenix skills. Like, for example, when, like, some of them do attacks, some of them do other things. Like, some one of them makes you, like, dash faster. Yeah. Or, like, heal health faster.
No, that was actually a really good explanation. So, yeah. I have 4 out of 5 parts of my quirk, Phoenix. Phoenix is a very good epic quirk. I definitely recommend, if you ever spin Phoenix, I'd recommend you take it. It's a really good quirk.
And I'm not exactly sure how this works, but based on my understanding, you can keep spinning as long as you want. Yeah. And even if you have a good thing, if, like, let's say you have, like, an epic, you can keep spinning until you get a legendary. And all the bad spins, it doesn't replace your epic, right? You can choose to take it. So, okay. So, if you redeemed a bunch of codes and got a bunch of spins, you could, like, keep spinning for legendary and help you get something.
Yes. And also, one thing with the codes, like, if you redeem a bunch of them, you will get some epic spins. And these epic spins give you like a guaranteed chance? Epic. Oh. Just epic. So you can't get
have a chance of legendary?
You cannot get a legendary, but it's just a guaranteed epic.
That's still pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. So
especially, like, if you're, like, just going rares and commons and stuff.
Like, I got lucky, and I got Phoenix on my first try, so I still have one more of those little epic spins things. But I definitely recommend you use those, because guaranteed epics are actually really good quirks to have. Also, I recommend you take an area damage quirk, because, like,
yeah, and raids, is you're gonna be fighting a bunch of guys at once, so do a little bit of research and make sure you find a guy that, like, has, like, abilities that can impact multiple people at once. If you have someone that only kills, only 1% of time, it's better to have a guy that can do a little bit less damage to, like, a lot of people than a lot of damage to one person. So. Yes.
So, if you're, so these, there's things in the game called raids. This is, like, a good portion of the game. It's, like, in the menu, it's called raids. And then, basically, what you do in those raids is just there's waves and waves of people just coming at you. They're usually not, like, there's, like, one boss or something. But you need a certain level, and then you can start doing these raids. And then, with these raids, like,
if you just... These raids are definitely the way to go, to level up and get stuff.
Yes, definitely. No, I've got, like, I'll explain, like, what I've gotten from raids, but, like, these raids are very, very useful to, do, like, more damage to more people. And also, you can have multiple people in a raid. So, like, if you have, like, a friend or someone that you're playing with, invite them to your party, and you can do a raid together.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Connor. If you have if your quirk or ability is, like, if you have, like, all the skills in it, and if you get, like, a new quirk that's, a new ability that's better, does your partners carry on, or do you have to restart?
Sadly, you do have to restart. So with this,
Then with that, you'd probably want to choose, like start out with, like, a good guy, like epic or legendary, and just roll with them. Yeah. Because until, like, your late game, and you could afford, and you have, like, a bunch of money, so you can, like, as soon as you unlock it, you can, like, buy out all the abilities.
Yeah, you're going to want to get an epic or a legendary quirk when you start out. Because, trust me, it's not fun to switch your quirk. Like, first of all, even getting a new quirk is not fun, and getting all those abilities again, that won't be fun.
Yeah, so redeem your codes, because you can get a guaranteed epic by redeeming your codes.
So, yeah, definitely redeem your codes, get that epic, and honestly, just, like, I guess do a little bit of research. I'd recommend you take an area damage one, but, like, other than that, like, just with this, like, make sure, to redeem your clothes and try to get all the quirk things as possible. If you're saving up your money because you think you're going to need it later for something, you're not. The biggest part of the game, if you have enough money to buy a part of your quirk, just buy that part of your quirk. Because, like, those things are going to help you a lot.
Is there anything else you can spend your money on besides the quirks?
I'm not sure. There's definitely... There must be. I've seen some things, but they require a lot of money. So, yeah, like,
so basically, if you don't have all of the quirks that your ability has, just do that. Also, there's an alternative currency that you can use to power up your, like, stats for, like, yes. damage and, like, stuff. And these don't require, like, the same currency that takes quirks. Well, do you know what the...
How you get called? These currencies is, it's just points.
Yeah.
And how you get points, you get 5 points for every time you level up. So there's a lot of things in this game.
Yeah, and the best way to level up is just to do the raids.
Yeah, do raids.
Just and, like, also, I think you can do quests, right?
Yeah, doing quests and doing raids. Quests are just, like, basically, like, you go and talk to a guy and you kill the mobs in that area.
They're pretty easy.
Yeah, they're pretty easy. Maybe you'll get some quests later on and that'll be harder, but, and then with that, like, so, you know, you have the points you get from leveling up, and then you level up by just, doing quests, and there's this thing called ranks. With ranks, basically, every time you get in a certain amount of ranks, you'll become, like, a B-tier hero, or an A-tier hero, or a S-tier hero. And you start out as a civilian, then you become a C-tier, then B-tier, then A-tier, then S-tier, then, like, SS, and all of that stuff. You can also become a villain if you want. How you become a villain is, like...
You take a quest from the people who give quests. Some of them, if they're blue, they're a hero. If they're red, they're a villain.
Yes.
So, I just want to say this. When you start the game, choose if you want to be a hero or villain, because it's really hard to go back. So what it is if you take quests from a hero, what it'll do is it'll give you plus, like, positive ranks. So, like, it'll be like, do this quest, and you get plus 30 rank. And if you take quests from a villain, it'll do this quest, and you get negative 30 ranks. So... that might sound bad, but if you go like a high number of negative ranks, it's good.
Yeah, then you become a villain.
Yeah, but if you like have already started and you're like a hero, and then you want to switch to villain, you have to go your way back through. You're basically deleting your progress.
Yes.
And it like takes you time to go through your progress. You're doing double work to get back to like square zero.
So the thing is, when you're becoming a villain from a hero, yes, I know it's excruciatingly hard work, but like the thing about this is like the only like thing that's not so bad is like you don't lose your quirk. You can keep your quirk. And also you don't lose any of your quests, you don't lose like anything. Just like that's it.
It's just your rank.
Yeah. And then also with that, I'm pretty sure villains can't do raids. Because I think raids give villains like plus ranks. I'm pretty sure that's how this works.
So how do villains like level up? Is it like an alternative to raids for them?
I think if you get to like a certain amount of raids, there might be like some alternative raids. And also, for the beginning part, if you want to be a villain and you just started playing, you're going to have to do some good guy quests first. Like I just got to the quest where you can become a villain or a good guy. So like, I'm personally gonna become a hero because like I don't really want to. I don't know, like, take that much time to go all the way back down.
Yeah, and also, I just want to say, this game's in beta, so they haven't, like, completely, like, finished all the story and stuff. And I'm guessing that they've probably written more stuff for hero than villain. So I would just, at least now, because, like, the game's still pretty early on, just go hero.
Yeah. Also, I'd recommend start playing now, because, like, maybe they'll give people in beta some free rewards. So
yeah, a lot of games usually do that.
Yeah, so, like, I definitely do that. And with that, I mean, that's not it, but I think that's a good portion of My Hero Mania. So, I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's...
If you guys want to hear more about this game,
we'd be open
to, like, talking about more of the different quirks or abilities and stuff.
I think that this is going to be a mini episode then, so just, like, a short, like...
A little special.
Yeah, a little special. So, I hope you enjoyed this mini episode, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, and also, if you guys like the Roblox stuff, we'd be open to having a different podcast, just Roblox stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great, actually. So, well, see you soon.
Yep, bye guys.